Good evening, good evening. And what's going on with everybody out there? I hope everybody's doing well. After coming off this holiday season, this holiday times, man, how about yourself? Ken, how you doing today?
I'm doing quite well.
All right, all right, all right. Well, we do want to welcome everybody. My name is Jim Ferguson, my co-host Ken, and this is A Hustler Spirit. Definitely, man, definitely. I tell you, here in Cleveland, we are freezing. It seems like universe is giving us a run for the money today, man. Rain, snow, sleet, you know, the whole nine yards. What you think?
Yeah, it's a little variety, enough to make you sick, keep you buying medicine.
Without a doubt. Not like some people we know. Some people we know somewhere, I don't know, hanging around Georgia somewhere, down south, 65, 70 degree weather, bragging about it every day. You know how it go, Big Daddy. Definitely how it go. Man, let me tell you what happened to me. I think yesterday, I was listening to, some satellite radio, Power 169, the Joe Madison show. And, you know, I've called up and it was my first time calling the Joe Madison show. They had some, you know, a couple topics on. It was pretty nice. They had a statement that he got from the USA Today News. I guess AP News, I guess you could use that word, but USA News had a statement that Pope had said that, for the, human race to continue, that homosexual practices, you know, gay, lesbian practices, you know, would have to cease. And the statement Joe Madison had made was basically, do you agree or do you disagree? People calling up and they were making statements about, gay couples would make great parents, they would do this, you know, the Bible is saying this, and you know, going through these things. And I wanted to call up, and I did call up and got a chance to speak some things on the radio, on the show, with no comment from Joe Madison whatsoever. We got no comment, Ken. Not whatsoever did I get a comment. Then they put me on, I don't know, I might have had 3 minutes, 2 minutes, right before commercial. And what he says was, well, we're going to commercial, that's the end of that, next caller. But anyway, this is what, since I got my own radio show, I'll finish up with it and say what I want to say. And what I had said on his show was, and I just want to touch this because it's something very important to me and very important is that in understanding metaphysics that I realize, and from the deepest part of my soul, the deepest part of my heart, that our souls are neither male nor female. And our souls, when we come here to experience the humanistic part of being. And if a soul decides that they want to experiment, to gather, to do research on that type of lifestyle, then they should have that privilege without being treated like second-class citizens. And that's important. That's important to me because being a, you know, if a person is out there being that way and they decide to have that lifestyle, that does not make them a bad parent. It doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make them, and I think when people grab on to the hatred or lashing out to people, doing physical harm to people because of the ignorance, of the ignorance that they possess, that hatred is so disfiguring, man, to our whole makeup that you would wish that everybody, and I'm not saying that I always felt that way. I'm being honest because it was a topic that I felt the need to call. But when you look at a person, when you come across a certain amount of knowledge, man, you do not look at them as a male nor female, a black or white, a Hispanic, a Jew or Christian or Muslim, but you look at them as a soul going through their own experience. And my heart goes to people, I mean, of people that have caught hell over their beliefs and over their lifestyles that they're not trying to bring on to anybody else. I mean, and that was a situation. But if you hear the people calling in the comments that they was giving, and even if I had other comments or other beliefs, you know, I don't think that I would feel comfortable with showing hatred like that because of this just the energy robbing essence of that. Man, but it doesn't stop a person from being a friend, a true friend. It doesn't stop a person from being someone that cares for you and loves for you. It doesn't stop that person from being a high essence in the workforce or in the medical fields or scientific fields. It doesn't stop any of that. And it just to hear some of the stuff that people want to bring out of a religious book and try to depict words and statements and phrases to suit their own needs. You know what I mean? If you can kind of feel what I'm saying. And what I'm saying that too is that I feel a enlightenment every day of my life because I'm able to look at things in a three-dimensional format other than a one-dimensional face it in front. But I can look at things from the left. I can look at things from the right. I can look at things from the back, the top. And, I mean, man, it just would, I mean, from everything from out here, from the prejudices from out here in the streets, the prejudices out here in your workplace, people looking at you, judging you because of your color, and do not know, don't even take a nanosecond to even consider that you might be full of knowledge, spirit, love, and might be the friend that they're looking for, but you're willing to cut a person off without even digging deeper from the surface and getting to know them. You know what I mean? It's something else, man. It just, you know, that statement, and I guess it kind of made a statement. This one guy called it up, and he said something like the Pope, or he said a priest, and then Joe Madison said, well, the Pope. And then the caller said, whatever. And Joe Madison said, look, give the guy some respect. He's the Pope. And that's true. He's the Pope. But that's the Pope opinion. I could sit down myself personally and talk to the Pope, and I would rip that statement in 15 parts, dude, and think nothing about it. I mean, I could sit down with anybody. I feel that intellectual that I could sit down with you, and we can talk on a spiritual base. We can talk on a religious base if you want to. And I'm going to let you have it if that's an open forum. But in that statement alone, it tells me either Pope, either you know and you're not saying that you know how things actually are, or you don't know. And I can't, you know, I can't go any deeper than that with it. But if you do know, then the only thing that we ask and the only thing that anybody else asks out here, that any, whether you're listening to radio or you're listening to different mediums, is that you give the truth. Give it to us raw. People today are looking for this rawness of truth. You know, when you go in and you know, what do they tell you, man? If you go in a restaurant, you want this refined sugar or do you want this natural raw sugar cane? Give me the raw sugar cane. It tends to taste better to me. I don't have to go through all that bleaching. I don't have to go through all of that processes and all that stuff that goes on with that. Give it to me exactly how it is. I don't want it. Don't give me a reconstructed piece of grapefruit or a freaking watermelon without seeds. I mean, hell, if it came with seeds, give me the seeds. I know how to spit them out. And I think we have to do some of that stuff with life and some of the stuff that we digest on an everyday basis. But, you know, I did want to say that because I wanted a rebuttal with Joe Madison. You know what I mean? I wanted, let me talk about it, because I could talk about that subject and some other subjects too. You know what I mean? As far as that, but I wanted to talk about that. And then, you know, one of the points that kind of hit me too, man, was, you know, even getting back to the Pope, And I mean, and talking about it as far as on a metaphysical, and meta meaning beyond and above regular physics, beyond. And what is in a person's mind? What is in a person's soul? What is wrapped in a person that if they do know a truth, that they give you flat out bullshit instead of giving you the truth? What is in a heart of a person that is willing to go in and engage with you with a purpose to deceive you, to take from you, to rob from you, to lie to you, and to shut you down, and to top it all off, to have dominion over you, to overpower you, or to empower themselves? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just when you start looking at that and looking at this whole frame of shit that's happening today, and the whole stuff that you see and you read and you're listening to this crap that these people are saying and promoting hatred on one end, you know what I mean? But yet swinging you with some other stuff on the back end, and I mean, and basically, man, I'm going to be straight with you, man. Basically raping you on the radio. You know what I mean? Trying to rape your mind on the radio. Trying to rape your mind about television. I mean, and man, it's just sickening to hear that. And it's quite a bit of things that I want to get into and talking about that, man. But I know we talked earlier that you didn't, you know, necessarily. I tried to call you, let you hear that on the radio. But if you'd have heard it, I'm telling you, man, it would have put a twig under you, babe.
Well, a lot of times, you know, people put things out for you to be misled, or they don't want you to know the truth. They just want you to know part of the truth.
Yeah, but my thing is, why though? I mean, what's the first thing? I mean, what's the first thing? Of all the stuff that we done went through, all the crap, the stuff on the street, all the rest of it, what would make a person come into something and give you some flat out crap on a baseline to twist you up? I mean, come on now.
Well, my whole theory about, you know, the religious part of the Catholic Church is all monetarily. It's based on money and stuff, and a lot of things that they miscue.
Well, am I going so much to the religion? Let's just go to a street. Let's go to job format. Let's go to hustle format. Let's go to a person coming at you with a 15, 20 lines to cut and rob you. Let's come to something that we know.
Well, a lot of people, you know, well, just on things that we know. I mean, it's people tell us a lie in a minute for their gain. And it basically always leads down to money.
I mean, I can understand that too. But you know what I'm? See, I guess it's for me. I take a point of stand, man. I take a point of stand. No matter what I get involved with, of whatever level I get involved with,
well, you try
I
to have
to,
a certain integrity about yourself, and so do I, and a lot of other people that we around. Have a certain amount of integrity that you, I mean, there's things that you just don't do, and it's just natural embedded inside of you.
I mean, I can literally say, yes, that is right. But my whole research, and I mean, I feel a need to, in writing my book, and in the process that I'm going through right now of writing my book, I have to dedicate a section to that. You know what I mean? Because the whole thing about it is, I look at it being one thing, fear. Because if you got to come into me, and if I'm cutting a deal with you, truthfully, man, I don't need a pad and a pencil and 15 pages of a contract to cut a deal with you. I don't need that to cut a multi-million-dollar deal, a six-figure deal, a five-figure deal. I need a handshake, and I need to look you dead square in your eye and make you a promise. You make me one, and we're done. I mean, that's just, to me, the street has lost that. Industry has lost that. I mean, people say, well, why do we have 15-page contracts? You have 15-page contracts because you got 15 accounts of people trying to get over that created them 15 page of contracts, man. I mean, contracts are evolve because of a person finding a loophole in something and winning. And then you get a contract that's redone, and you get another one, and another one, and another one. What I'm saying to you was, what's naturally in me every single day is to give it to you on a truth line. Not only that I know of my actions and the ripples and the effects that I do to universe. Every single thought, Ken, every single word, every single act, is like a person standing in a pond throwing a pebble, standing next to a pond throwing a pebble into that pond, and you see those rippling effects. We, in this conversation that we're having today, is causing a ripple in the energetic field of the universe. Period. Period. There is no science has backed this up. Angelical world has backed that up, or angelical realm. The energetic realm has backed that up. That is very, very, very important for people. And I guess because I was brung up and taught that by my father at a young age, and something that not only was taught that by my father, but it was instilled, it's almost like it was a soul-based intelligence. You understand me what I'm saying? Like I dealt with past life regression events that have happened to me at different courses of my life that I know that I have done, but I just know the repercussions of not doing things on a proper level. People out here, man, people out here in these streets that have lasted days. Sometimes you can calculate that crap into hours over the fact of what they've taken for granted, what they abused, what they have taken, what they have stole, and what they have not given back. There's nothing out here, whatever industry you're in or whatever hustle you're in, that you know that there's going to be a dynamic exchange of energy and information for every single act that we do. Period. I can sit back, and it's something that I read over this weekend and this week, and it basically made a statement for us as humans to take responsibility for what we have done and what's going on in our lives, and not place blame on nobody or nothing or not even ourselves. But the statement was, here's what the statement was. Dig this now. Do you wake up in the morning, you look out in your yard, and all of a sudden, mysteriously, you got a big-ass walnut tree in the front yard? Do you look up and see that? Do you look up and see it? Do you look up? And no, of course not. Now, what happens is the walnut tree had to have had a seed planted sometime or another. And the conditions that we are in has a law behind the condition, and that we have planted a seed for every single thing that is in our life. Can we stand up and take responsibility for what we have planted? Know that we can control what we plant, and in controlling what we plant and when we plant it, that we can control the destiny, the wealth, prosperity, health, relationships in our life.
We have control of everything that we do in our lives, but also the same people around us, our environment, they're planting things as well. And if we're not in sync with that surrounding, I mean, it that's where the total chaos comes in.
Yeah, I mean,
saying what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I'm going to tell you, too, now, and that gets back to even dealing with the Kabbalah and that philosophy, that scientific philosophy. is basically the chaos that we allow in our lives is because we don't remove the curtains that are in front of us. And here's a quick example of that, and I'll touch on that. I'm just going to touch on it very, very lightly. There are 10 levels of awareness, 10 levels. And within each level, there's 10 levels in each level, or 10 curtains in each level. And every time we remove a curtain, every time we remove another curtain, we allow more light, that's more energy, more divine knowledge to come into our lives. So the chaos is when we sit around and we agree to be in total freaking darkness. That's the chaos. And you don't have to be a Kabbalist. You don't have to be a person that studies that to realize that every time, and that's what we say when we say step out of the box, every time we step out of a box, what do? We feel a little scared, but afterwards we feel more enlightened. Think about it. Think about if you had to go out today, and let's just say we did an experiment, or we did an experiment with sweaters. Let's say you're not used to going up to people, you're not used to bringing out your product, you're not used to doing certain things. Now, the average person would say, well, you know, it's good. You see a guy doing it, but you can't really see yourself doing it. Or you might say to yourself, I wish I could do what that guy does. But for us to really know ourselves and to push ourselves to the next level, we got to go out of the box. So in my mindset, we just got to remove a curtain out the way, maybe two. So we get out there, and we push ourselves a little bit over the limit, and then we experience whatever we experience. See, it's not right or wrong experience. It's not a failure or a succeed experience. It's just an experience. You know what I mean? But it's just that, and I've done it. And sometimes, even at this situation going on now that you hear a lot of people talk about, they have just forgotten how to remove the curtain, how to shed that layer off of you, how to shed it off, almost like coming out of a new skin, like you see a snake with a new skin. I mean, what happens? You know what I mean? The skin comes off, man, a little bit of reviving going on, and bam, 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 I'm out here hunting. I mean, that's kind of looking at it, but think about how many people, you know what I mean, and how many of us, I'm not saying people out here in general without putting myself there, because, I mean, consistently, whether I call you up during the day or you call me up during the day, man, that exchange of energy to pump each other up. And some days I don't necessarily have it every single day to turn my flame up. You know what I mean? I got low carbon sometime in the pilot, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you know?
Lately I've had a lot of carbon in the pilot, but it's super hard sometimes, man, to, like, when you step out and you see the light and you're doing your thing, but if you have things on your back, they're still there even when you turn around. So what do? You go past that curtain and leave what you have behind?
I think you move forward, because once you remove that curtain, you allow that, see, when people say let your light shine, that basically means let divine knowledge, divine intention, synchronicity.
Because I think
come in. That's what that means when they come in.
A lot of us don't want to leave what's behind. You know, we want something new in front of us, but you want to pull what's behind you right on top of you.
I mean, well, you know what? That's like this scenario. Then you could take this, man. Now I go to the dealership and I'm looking at a BMW 750, and yet I got a. You know, I'm not saying anything about a Hyundai or whatever, but I got a Hyundai outside. So I want to keep the Hyundai after the Hyundai done let me down, and I want to bring that on to the deal with the BMW. Man, let me leave that behind. Let me get in something new, and let me not think about it. How many cars we done junked? How many cars that we done let go? Well, you ain't trying to hold on. I mean, to be personal with you, man, I'm not really trying to hold on to the damn memories of them. You understand me what I'm saying? It's like a person say, man, I'd rather have my old hoopty. Man, I give a hoot less about a 1970, 80, 90, anything, dude. If it ain't a 08, 09, 010, or 10, or whatever you want to say, I don't even want to talk about it. You might as well bring me the new technology up, man. You know what I mean? Let me get the new technology. That's just me. You know what I mean? That's just me. But I can understand your point, too. We do have a habit of wanting to bring things. But I'm thinking once we get to a certain level.
You might, in life instances, you might have someone that you want to bring in.
Experience some things with you.
Experience some things with you and put them, but they may not even be worthy of that, you know.
Well, they might not be worthy of it, nor they might not be ready for that. And once again, the more you study, the more you look, the more you research, whether it's wife, girlfriend, brother, cousin, mom, or dad, everybody has their path. I mean, it's a redundant statement, but it's the most truest statement. And you can talk to your ears. You can talk to somebody till you turn blue and they want to put cotton in their ears. It's not until they're ready, until they actually say, you know what? There's something in what you're saying. And just that statement alone can change a whole, that causes ripples within the energetic realm, in the energy realm, or M fields, or however you want to put it. That causes a reaction within the universe. And just, and I'm going to tell you something, and that's an excellent point, man. If a person dealing with prejudice or dealing with hatred or dealing with whatever, if you would just take the time and say, what if I was in their shoes? You know, how many people you see, man, and I've seen people do this crap. I've seen them do this. See somebody going through a garbage can for food, losing their house. You understand me what I'm saying? Or lost their job and another person. Or a guy walk around with two shoes that are different, or two boots that are different, or a coat that's ripped. How many people out here have the audacity to make fun of that person, not knowing what that person went through, not even knowing what type of person, you know, is walking in those shoes, in those boots? How many people? And I'm not talking about just kids making fun. Kids. These are grown-ass adults. If you sit around and listen to these people while they're smoking their cigarettes and they're drinking their booze, making fun of somebody with addictions, somebody with mishaps in their life, somebody with whether they got kicked out the house or whether they got evicted, and making fun of them and not knowing to themselves that you're one choice away. A lot of people are one choice away, man, from experiencing it. One choice away. But what type of compassion have we lost being humans out here, man, for other humans? What, where the hell did all of this go? Where did it just get this disarray of being concerned with the next person? You know what I mean? Instead of going back to that point about cutting somebody's throat or lying to them and not knowing the effect of what that can do, ripples away. Just ripples away. And that's just awesome to me, man. I mean, it kind of gets to a point too. My daughter, I picked my daughter up today from high school. She's a freshman in high school here in Cleveland, in Beachwood, Ohio. And she came to the car, and, I could sense something was wrong. But even though, you know, she spoke, she got in the car, you know, hi, and yet, she cried. So I said, Jade, what is wrong? Tell me what's wrong. She didn't want to. Then eventually she did. She said, at the end of the school day, they had a gathering in the auditorium, and they had a speaker come in, and the guy spoke, and he told his life story, and that he was homeless, and I, you know, not being there, she was crying through telling me. She gathered herself a little bit, but basically, the story was so impelling to her that she could feel what the guy was going through and cried. And then I told her some comforting things to her, and I also told her that I'm proud of her for, first of all, having compassion, and the fact of that she felt the strength enough to tell me, because a lot of kids will go by, Dad, it's okay, don't worry about it. But she did. But the fact of that the guy has a new home in a prestigious suburb in Cleveland. I'm not sure if he created a business or he has a new job, but life is looking well for him as far as what she said. And it's, I wondered, one part of me is like, how many people felt what she felt, but yet how many people ridiculed the man, laughed at him, or thought to themselves, it can never be me. You know what I mean? And just that thought about, it can never be me, you can create something by just having that thought of, it never can be me.
I mean, we can all go through a lot of things and stuff. I was just thinking about something when we were downstairs. And, I mean, at any given time, at a flash, our lives can change for the best or to the worst. I mean, although we probably never think about the worst, if you're driving, for the best. You never be in a seat. But, I mean, we could be handicapped. I mean, anything.
Anything can happen.
The simple things that are in life that we really don't even really take time to really enjoy or even take a look at, you know, of what we really have, you know.
A lot of people, see, now I'm going to tell you something. With me, I can't even add myself into that because I do. I was taught, I felt at a very young age, you know what? Let me grab on to every single thing because there's a meaning for every single freaking thing. But also, on the bright side of it, that we're the drivers of our destiny. We're not puppets to God. We're not puppets to universe. And we surely are not puppets to another individual. We're nowhere close to that. We are our own captains of our own ship. That means that those mishaps, we can find understanding for those challenges. We can find understanding for other people's challenges due to the amount of knowledge that we continue to gather. And in something that moved me, man, in the hearing that, you know, I came today, didn't quite know, you know, had a bunch of things that I wanted to talk about, a bunch of things that I wanted to do, but that just hit me that I think in finding that compassion with ourselves, I feel that we'll find that in other people, and with that, I think we will open up universe's abundance of flow of life, prosperity, knowledge, if we just can carry ourselves in that way. There are so many people out there that I've experienced. I mean, I'm not, you know, but that I've experienced over my lifetime are so freaking closed-minded. You wonder, and they still wonder why they're in the position and situations that they're in. Not flexible one bit. Not flexible. It's either my religion, man, or it ain't none. Okay. It's either my way or it ain't none. Okay. All right, do your thing. However it is, man, do what you got to do. I understand that, and I can pass on some love to them in my mind, in my heart, in my spirit, but I can also cut your ass dead or loose because I ain't got to have nothing to deal with that. You know what I mean? I can just cut that part loose because I know ain't no need to conversating about that. But, you know, but at the same time, even dealing with children, I know we often talk about your son and we talk about my kids, man, but we can learn so much from just listening and so much from just what they experience and what they give us every single day. Never too old to learn, never too wise to see other things, you know, happen into your life, man, and see other things happen from somebody else's life. And put some things in perspective, you know what I mean? And move on from there, man. So what else been happening with you, man? We done talked about that. Definitely want to talk about that. But there's another point, too, I do want to talk about. But tell me, what about you? How the snow been treating you today, man? You been out there plowing today or what? What's up with that?
Plowed, no snow. And I got on all my clothes backwards.
I feel you, man. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too. Even dealing with that guy with his home and the thing that he talked about in that school, I can literally say that that man experienced life on the edge. And it might not have been necessarily the highest vibrational point, but he experienced some things on the edge. And my thing that I want to do in my life and I'm going to do in my life, man, is that I want to experience the fulfillment but also to test those boundaries, to go out here and make sure that I keep the tenacity up, that I keep my interest up, that I keep my intentions focused properly on what I want, and go out here, man, and have a good time and enjoy life and not be a slave to these conditions that a lot of people choose to experience. Because I stand on it. I stand on it because of how I feel, and I testify to it, dude. Every single freaking thing that we do, things that happen to us, is choice. It's choice. If you sit back and look at it, of it all, everything that comes your way, whether you like it, whether you don't, whether it's on the prosperity end of it or whether it's on the poverty end of it, you can find some truth and some law behind it. You can find the cause. See, not just accept the effect when it comes, but to look back and say, why did this happen? And that's a trick that a lot of people, man, they just, the hell with just praying on it. Let's study it. Let's just look at it. I mean, come on now.
A lot of people don't even want to see the cause because they don't give a shit about the cause. They always want to find blame on putting that problem or something on someone else's shoulders. It's your fault that I didn't weren't able to go and buy these shoes.
Or right.
It's your fault that I didn't get to school on time when.
They're not taking responsibility. Your whole basis is that the people out here don't want to take responsibility. You know what I mean? They want to throw responsibility off to somebody else for it. When all we have to do is just take responsibility, not blame. That's two different things. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame myself for nothing. I just take responsibility for all. And I think with that frame of mind, man, I think to me that's an empowering feeling.
I mean, but with all proper choices and stuff that we make, I mean, they can be grand for every one of us out here in life. You know, if you make the proper choice, and when you're making a proper choice, you know, analyze, you know, go one, two, and three and look and see, you know, the possibility to one,
yes,
the possibility to two,
yes,
the possibility to three. And don't just settle for, well, I can do this and that's comfortable. Think about what you can become greater way beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect analogy of it. That's a perfect analogy of it. I just that's something that I instill in my kids. That's something that I do, man. I want to instill in myself and make sure that energy level is up.
Even
there's some, you know, something that we talk about all the time, man.
And a lot of like things like your relationships that with people. I was listening to something with Mike Basin, and they were talking about like financial situations are destroying marriages and stuff. And I was like, it doesn't have to be that way because that's some bullshit.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. In my personal opinion, you know why? Because people go into relationships not truly loving. That's the first thing. You go into relationship. Most people go into relationship on what that person can give me. See, when a person say that person really makes me feel good, you got to question that statement. What's the core motive to it? Because when you truly love somebody, it's unconditional giving with no self-interest at all. There's no inkling of that at all. Truly that. And you can learn that from pets, man. I mean, you can learn that from pet. When you got a pet ain't thinking about what you gonna give it. It's looking at what it can give you, and it will give its life to save you.
Man,
I'm telling you, man.
I know some true players, man, that took rocks off the lake and give them to their women and blow their mind.
Good night, Daddy. You got some juice behind that there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. I've never heard that before, Big Daddy.
But
it must be some shining rocks, baby.
Dog, you have to be something on that rock.
That sounds like to me somebody might have wrote something on the rock. It's all good, Big Daddy. It's all good. Yes, that is, you know, on a serious tip, man, I mean, if a person wants to, dude, it's just something as simple as loving a person unconditional. And I'm going to tell you another thing, not just a loving another soul, because it comes easy once you start knowing yourself. It comes easy. So you don't love somebody looking for something in return, because that's not the basis part of that love. That's love and you just out there. That's like if you see somebody out there with a busted tire, do you immediately think about it, ooh, I'm going to be blessed by universe, because you just nullified anything coming. Then you have to look at yourself if you're willing to be brave enough to go down to the core end to say, why would you even think about some crap like that to start off with? Or what happens to you naturally helping someone without nothing in return?
But a lot of times, I mean, with the day, the way times are, I remember one night I was talking to you on the phone and a guy stopped me on Monticello. He ran out of gas.
Right.
And I gave him the gas can. It had 5 gallons of gas. He poured it in his car.
Okay.
But I was, you know, skeptical because of the threat, because it was dark right in
the
spot.
Well, you know, downtown in the day.
But when I gave it to him, after he poured it in his tank,
right.
And he was like, you sure? I was like, pour it all. He was like, because I don't have no money, man. I don't have no money. But this guy followed me all the way to Richmond Road thanking me. And I was like, it wasn't that serious.
No, it wasn't that serious to you because you're used to doing it. But it was that serious to him because he wasn't used to receiving it. You understand me what I'm saying? Because if you know, as far as the exchange goes, that you go out here and you see, it would be nothing for me to walk outside and have somebody tap me on the shoulder and say, here, Jim, here's $1,000, man. I appreciate it. Talk to you. And not even know the soul. Now, that would floor a ton of people, right? Every person get floored over that. Me, I wouldn't get floored over that. Because I understand that somewhere down the line, I planted a seed for that money. Somewhere down the line I did. Where other people, as simple as a gesture of stopping, man, I have stopped and gave people my cell phone to make a call because they didn't have any. And they're looking like, I can't believe you stopped. So what is that telling you about the times that we freaking living in? What does that tell you that immediately, you know, a person would have to think that it's just uncommon for a guy to see somebody and not stop and help, man? That's just in your nature. It's in mine. So if it ain't in somebody's nature, if it's not in another person's nature, the first thing I would say is, you know, why isn't it? Because I have to back myself away sometimes, man. I feel like I'm not even a part of society because my way of thinking doesn't comply with 99% of society. It's just my way of thinking doesn't. So immediately if you see somebody down, you see somebody out, if I see somebody trapped in a house, and I done went into places on fire, dude, from the shop, over by my shop, apartment building on fire, going in there trying to pull people out, and you do it, and you're numb, and you don't think about it. You don't even think about it. You just know you got to help. I'm driving down the freeway 3 months ago, and what happened was I had a vision 2 or 3 days ahead of that a car would be on the freeway or on a road, nose in. You remember I told you that? Nose in to some woods. I even got the color of the car right. I even got exactly how it looked. And at first, you kind of gasp for air a little bit because, wait a minute, man, I just had that vision a couple days ago. But you get out and you stop your vehicle and you see that person, you can see a car smoking, you got airbags deployed, you got, you know, serious frontal damage done to this car. And you stop and you help and you look at other people that took the time. When I say stop, man, I'm talking about jamming brakes on, cars going into a skid, people getting out. Where's the driver? Are they okay? To me, that's what being part of this human experience is about. You know, the part about helping one another, the part about giving, the part about that natural thinking of wanting to help somebody, not dog somebody, not make fun of somebody. But once again, the more you come with a certain amount of knowledge about how things operate, man, is that the more that you become aware of what you say, what you do, and how it can affect those things that you want to attract into your life. And I think, you know, in that, I see a lack of that. And I'm going to tell you another thing I see, Pimpin. And even on that Joe Madison show, when I mention reincarnation, when I mention metaphysics, I think they just gave them the cold shoulder. They just cut me the freak off. They didn't want not even one rebuttal about that when I mentioned that dealing with that topic that we talked about earlier about gay parenthood. That not one bit of that did anybody want to touch. And I just said, you know what, man? This message and all messages out there dealing with this on just a basis of people out there feeling like they're ostracized, that you can listen and you can bring in your input and you can talk, and you got other people out there feeling the same way that you do, seeing the same things that you see, willing to join together and bring a higher awareness of each individual. That, to me, man, that would stop this war. That would stop the prejudices between the races. That would stop the prejudices between the religions, the philosophies, all of it. And I'm going to tell you something, man. In my course of research, in my course of asking people, talking to people, interviewing people, getting interviewed, you know, what did we do last week, a couple weeks ago? When was it, a couple weeks ago? We went for the television interview.
Right.
Right, for cable. Right, right. Right. For FM radio station 107.9. Tropicana did an interview with both of us that's going to air on public television, Time Warner, Channel 20, sometime this month. I'm not sure when, but where we find out, we'll let everybody know. But had no idea what metaphysics was about. Had no idea about anything past going to church and dropping some money down in the bucket and walking out. I don't know. I mean, it's just, it, to me, it's, you know, it's one of those things. But we're here.
Well, it's a lot of these preachers. They know. They know what time it is and know what it's about and know that nothing just gonna drop out the sky from you. That it's all.
There's all, that's what cause and effect behind it. But then they get back to the point too, man, about what you ripping up there while you're standing there. You know, what's coming out your mouth while you're cranking it out. People feeling more at ease when they leaving out, or they feeling less at ease when they leaving out. You understand me what I'm saying? Because there's one thing about it. If I know something to be the truth, because I'm not going to talk about nothing that I ain't experienced myself. That I'm not, ain't nothing I can tell you, man, whether it's on the street, whether it's working with a car, whether it's dealing in a relationship, I don't care what it is. If I say it, I done did it. And if I say it, it done happened to me. That's how I am, man. And I mean, that is true. And I think that is turning a lot of people away, you know, from certain, you know, situations that are going on out there, man, of what people are spitting. But definitely that. Oh, also, want to do a couple shout outs right quick, man. I know we're getting close to that time. I want to do another shout out to Greg White, Reiki Master and Matrix Practitioner. He can be reached at gregwhite255@gmail.com. I also want to give a shout-out to Donna Fox, a great friend of mine. She has a radio show on this same network, BBS Radio, Station 1. I believe it's Sunday. Don't hold me to the time here, baby. You got to look on the schedule. I think it's 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on Sundays. And to Judy Higdon, a psychic intuitive energy matrix healer, she can be reached at 757-679-3113. Definitely want to do a shout out to that. But all basic things, man, and a couple other things I did want to touch too. I know we're coming close to that time, but I guess we kind of did touch it, man. Can we put a halt on our biggest enemy? Well, I don't know if we did or not, but we can talk about it. Can we put a halt on our biggest enemy that affects our health, wealth, relationships, happiness, and that word is called procrastination? And I don't know too many humans that don't experience that, you know. We've got to juice ourselves up, baby, to get past that, man, and definitely get past that. I know we've had our own occurrences with that procrastination, and definitely want to get that curtain away from us.
Oh, it definitely puts a hold on. I mean, for me, every time I don't do something that I say I'm supposed to do, it definitely impacts my life.
Yeah, truly. Yeah, without a doubt. And it's something else. Even next week, man, you know, I want to get into the 10 spiritual levels, dealing with the Kabbalah, the 10 spiritual levels of awareness, that enlightenment, and dealing with those curtains. And actually, you know, run through some stuff, man, and then run through some stuff with our listeners, you know what I mean? And run through some things. And I'll tell you something else that just came to mind too, man. Come up with some ideas of a new product. Come up with a new company. and get people involved in it. That's just something that just came to me, you know, sitting here, man, in front of you, thinking, man, you know, that we can pull together, you know, grab some of these listeners out here, man, and grab some of these business-oriented people out here, man, and come up with a business that's going to boom for a lot of us, man, the people that want to do some things. I think that'd be something to do. I mean, it'd be something fun to do instead of just having a virtual club or something like that, but actually sit down and we get all the emails and stuff together, man, and come on, make something happen. You know, this is a time for movement. This is not a time for us to be sitting on our asses doing nothing. It's a time for movement, time for understanding. Definitely time for understanding, but definitely time to be putting some stuff in action.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Start building some stuff from ground zero.
Build that wealth, man. Yeah. Yes, yes. Ground zero to build it up to ground 101.
Oh.
What you think about that, baby?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't take it farther than 101.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm talking about. And then something else too that you know I wanted to touch on was, and these are just notes that I've taken today that I review back over and I go over and I, you know, get ready for what we talk about today. And we touched on the love and we touched on the unconditional love. But how much love do we have for the experiences that go on in our lives every day? You know, how much love do we have for those experiences? I mean, how much love do you have for the flat tire, for the sickness, or having to leave work and go get your child, or having to go home and watch your mother, or having to take your mother to dialysis, or having to take your mother, you know, to go shopping because she can't get around her, or to shave your father when he can't shave himself no more. You know, and I can honestly say I do my best to take a love in all of it, you know, but we still go through our situations where we're tired and we have things that we want to do, but I do believe in my heart, man, that I stop and I look and I listen and I enjoy it. You know what I mean? And how often do we sit down sometimes and we shove off our parents or our friends and not necessarily listen to them? You know, can feel the need when they want to talk, you know what I mean? And your parents and stuff, man, how much?
We all feel like that and feel trapped sometimes or something because, you know, I mean, at any given second, something could happen and make you feel, and you'll try to release, and it's not really, you really had that in your intentions to be snappy or,
right.
It's just that so much things are going on and you can put a lot of stuff in your life sometimes. So sometimes we just need to just take it and just be simple, you know, try to keep it simple and
perfect, man.
Keep it plain.
That's perfect.
Because, I mean, even with my little boy, I watch him, when he's tired, I mean, he fights you, he kicks, nothing that you say to him you can make him understand. And we're the same way. I mean, sometimes we can get caught up in our mind frames that set in certain things, and you don't even see what you're saying or hear what you're saying, you know, to someone else, you know, or what in the effect that you're putting on someone by saying some of the things that come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
'Cause you're caught up with some economic situations or things that just not going right in your life. You know, it's just it's crazy. So we need to like really be conscious of those things now, even more.
Yeah. And I think even swinging back on that, you become more conscious of the things that you say, the more conscious, the level of consciousness or the level of your knowledge or the level of spirituality as you grow, you then become that. A spiritual person will understand that he'll watch what he say. It's even cut down even quicker than that, Big Daddy. It's basically you won't even allow yourself to feel a certain way once you come to a certain amount of enlightenment, man, because you will be able to look through, you'll be able to move those curtains out the way, man.
Well, what's even greater, even though you might release and let that off on somebody, is to be the bigger person, is to go back and admit that you did do something wrong.
Get that ego out the way.
And make that situation become smooth and let that person know that you care about them, that you love them, that wasn't your intent. It was just that moment
of time.
That moment.
Exactly. And I think, too, that's something that we can touch on some shows to come, that people, I pride myself on, dude, if I said some things or done some things, in my life that I needed to go to a person and apologize with, I want to be, and I have been, the first person to go do it. I'm the first person to say, you know what, I'm sorry for it. Because to me, to hold that crap, that just stifles you. And people go around here being comfortable about being stifled. I want everything that is in this spiritual realm to come to me, and I don't want no blockages. And to me, a person that is not woman enough or man enough or adult enough or mature enough to come in and say, you know what, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. And can you forgive me? You know what I mean? You know, and not that you have to live on somebody else forgiving you, because one of the first rules is forgive yourself. And then other than that, you know, what comes after that is neither here nor there. But to basically to go up to somebody and to say that, man, that is a plus. That is a plus. And I think that's a valid point, Ken.
So, but I got something for all you listeners. So you just heard what we said. So if you got them cookies hid up under your bed and you want to eat them all up by yourself, and you've been a hog, and you just being a dog, you know, reach up under there and give somebody a cookie or something.
Give some. What happened to the bunion pads, man? What happened to
y'all don't know, man. You know, you're keeping
y'all
them for yourself. That's why I'm wearing my socks backwards today. My feet feel so much better.
Yeah. You know what, man? I got a new pair of socks on myself, man. You know what I mean? I definitely got a new pair of socks on. But I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to give something here for a word of thought. And then we're going to leave you guys for this week. And I appreciate everybody that's out there listening. I appreciate you taking the time, tuning in to us. I appreciate it. And I hopefully that you can take something back, give something back. You know, let's do with that law of dynamic exchange. Very, very important. But do we have the answers to the cosmos? Do we have the answers to the questions of life, death, and rebirth? Do we have the answers of our soul's intentions and desires? Do we have those right in front of us? And my answer would be yes, that it's just a curtain away. Just a curtain away. And with that, we'll leave you guys, man. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy your time. Until next time we meet, the universe opens its arms up to you and gives you all of the desires and blessings and fortitude and prosperity and gifts that your heart desires.
And light a candle.
Talk to you later.